I'm Heather, and this is the Living with Addiction podcast, where I show you how you have more power than you realize when it comes to helping yourself and your child that's struggling with addiction. Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the podcast. So today I want to talk to you about a superpower that you need to help you deal with your child's addiction. But the good news about this superpower is that it's one that you already have. So I just want to help you make a few shifts in your thinking about this superpower, because that's often what it takes to change something. And, you know, instead of it being, you know, working against us, then it ends up working for us. And that's how this is. And that superpower that every parent has that is dealing with a child's addiction is your ability to deal with discomfort. And you know that you're already dealing with a tremendous amount of discomfort and pain and dealing with things that you never thought that you would have to deal with. And so I want to talk to you about just a totally different way to view discomfort, because when I started changing how I was looking at discomfort and opening up to the fact that I was experiencing it already and that I was going to experience discomfort either way, really opened up the power of choice for me. And that's what everything that I do, everything that I share is about, is how I can create more choice for people in their life. And that's what understanding that there is discomfort either way will do for you. So there's the discomfort that you're currently feeling about the situation that you're in, about dealing with your child's addiction. There's the discomfort of things like, you know, saying yes when you mean no, giving them money when you don't want to, letting them live with you when you know that it's really not what's best for you or for them. But you want relief from the discomfort of saying no to all of those things. And so then you give in and you say yes, but then there's a whole new discomfort to deal with. Like, you might get the momentary relief of saying yes. You get the relief from that discomfort, but the thing that's actually supposed to be giving you relief actually is creating more discomfort for you. And so then there is the possibility of choosing something different. The discomfort of continuing to say no, or the discomfort of trying, you know, a new option, because now you realize that on the other side of that is change, is possible relief. Choosing a new discomfort can actually change your life. That's what it did for me. When you keep choosing the current discomfort that you're in, it keeps you the same, but you keep doing it because it's familiar. We like things that are familiar. It doesn't matter if what's familiar is good for us or not. We're just drawn to what we already know. We know we can handle this discomfort. This is what we can tolerate. So we just keep doing what we already know. But when you think about the fact that there's discomfort either way, and that choosing a new discomfort can change your life, then that just opens up all these new possibilities. The thing is, you know, you just have to put that superpower to use. I mean, it really is a superpower. It can work for you. And you're already a ninja tolerating discomfort. The tweak you need is just using it to your advantage instead of it working against you. And, you know, by using it to your advantage, you're going to create new results in your life. And that's the superpower that you need. That's the superpower that every parent who's struggling with a child's addiction needs. Knowing there's discomfort either way, but choosing a new discomfort leads to new results. So when I moved from Oklahoma to Florida in March, it was a huge test of my ability to choose to tolerate my discomfort. My daughter was in Oklahoma, and I did not want to leave her, but I was going through a divorce and I wanted a fresh start. I wanted to be in Florida with my family, and I knew that my daughter would not go with me unless she was sober. And at the time, she was still in active addiction. And so I knew that there was just no way that she was going to leave Oklahoma until she got sober. But I really wanted to move here, get a fresh start, and be around my family. So I knew that there was discomfort in staying in Oklahoma, just to get to spend an hour or two with my daughter each week. And I really valued that hour or two. I valued that connection with her. I valued the peace of mind I had just being close to her. But I chose to leap into the temporary, very intense discomfort of moving away from her, but getting the fresh start that I wanted and being surrounded by my family. And a year later, honestly, it's just turned out so much more beautiful than I could have even imagined. And that short-term intense discomfort was totally worth the change that I got. If I had stayed in Oklahoma and chose the discomfort that I knew, I mean, honestly, I don't even know what would have happened. But I know that I wouldn't have gone through this last year, especially everything with COVID and all the changes that that brought. I wouldn't have had this, you know, my family right by me. We all three, my mom and my sister and her wife, we all live right next to each other, and we get to eat dinner together every night. We take turns cooking, you know, our dogs, my dogs, I swear, as soon as I open the gate, they are like Scud missiles running to my mother's house as fast as they can to get treats. My sister's dogs go to my mom's house to get treats. It's so funny. It's like little kids going to their grandma's house. And I could have never imagined that this would happen, but now my daughter is here. You know, she chose to get sober and now she's here too. And so I have, you know, I have so much more than that hour a week with her that I was so worried about losing. I have hours every day with her. I get to, you know, on breaks between coaching calls, I get to go over and just hug her and see her face. And I get to eat dinner with her every night. And that's just so amazing. And I wouldn't have living, you know, an hour from the beach. I just look at it, an hour and a half. I look at it like, you know, I'm on permanent vacation here in Florida. It's just this amazing new fresh start that I wanted that I would not have if I hadn't already been working on building that skill of dealing with my discomfort about things. And I had to choose a different discomfort. There was discomfort either way. There was a discomfort that I knew, the discomfort of staying the same, and then the discomfort of taking a risk and doing something different, a discomfort that I really didn't know. But I had the confidence in myself that I could do it because I had already been choosing discomfort for a long time. I already knew that secret. I was already building that superpower like a muscle. You know, when you go to the gym, you start with really small weights and you work your way up as you build more muscle. And that tolerance to discomfort and being able to see that there's discomfort either way in every situation, but that certain choices that lead to new discomfort also lead to new results. And that was what I needed. When I first started dealing with my daughter's addiction, the results I was getting sucked and I was very unhappy. And if you listen to the first three episodes, I talk a lot about that. I was physically sick. Mentally, I was depressed and I felt like a failure as a mom, and I didn't have any confidence in myself or anything that I was doing. But building up this superpower of tolerating discomfort, knowing that it was there either way, knowing that it wasn't going to kill me, and knowing that on the other side of that discomfort, when I choose change and do something different, is a whole new world of possibilities, like what's opened up for me here in Florida. And just knowing that familiarity feels good to us, there's a certain comfort in it, whether what we're doing that's familiar is good for us or not. And there's just this sense of comfort in what you're used to. And that's okay. But when you're trying to change, it's uncomfortable. But the important thing to remember in that is that nothing has gone wrong. That, of course, it's uncomfortable. You're supposed to be experiencing discomfort with change. The key is to expect discomfort and be willing to sit through that discomfort until you get to the other side of it and that whole new world of possibilities opens up. Those changes that you're looking for start happening in your life. And early on in this process, when I started making changes in my life, I had to embrace a lot of discomfort. Like, all of these changes that I made were building up to this big change that I just experienced in the last year. But early on, I embraced the discomfort of setting boundaries and saying no, rather than keeping the discomfort I had of doing things that I really didn't want to and feeling taken advantage of. And I mean, that's something that we really have to watch out for too, is that how often do you do something that you really don't want to do and it's your choice? You could say no, but you do it because you want to avoid the discomfort of saying no, but then you feel taken advantage of even though you said yes. I started seeing, again, it's just these different levels of discomfort, and it was up to me to make a different choice, to choose a different discomfort. I chose a discomfort of saying no instead of saying yes when I meant no. I learned to sit with the discomfort of leaving my superhero cape in the closet and letting my daughter deal with the natural consequences of her addiction rather than feeling the discomfort of wondering if I was enabling her and keeping her from getting sober. You know, we don't like to watch our kids experience discomfort any more than we want to experience discomfort ourselves. It's hard to watch. It's like another level of building that skill of tolerating discomfort. We have to learn to tolerate our kids' discomfort too. You know, we have to build that skill again, like a muscle when you're lifting weights at the gym. Another thing I did was open myself up to the vulnerability of feeling the full spectrum of human emotion. my preferred method of dealing with things for a long time was to numb out. I didn't want to feel anything at all. And I started realizing, though, that the more numb I got, the less enjoyment I felt in life as well. So I didn't get excited about things as much anymore. I wasn't experiencing as much happiness. So, as you know, at the same time that I was numbing out the pain, I was also numbing out all of the feelings that we love to feel. So I had to experience the discomfort of being vulnerable and processing that pain and allowing it so that I could feel the full spectrum of human emotion again. I had to go through a whole new discomfort in order to get to the other side of that and feel joy and excitement and being in the present moment with people and really experiencing this light in my life that had really dimmed and almost gone out because I was just trying to numb everything. Another thing was feeling the discomfort of sharing my story. There was a lot of vulnerability in that. For a long time, I hid my story. And, you know, my story about my experience of my daughter's addiction and all of the changes in my life that I've made. I went through a period of time where I knew that I wanted to do this work. I wanted to help people. I wanted to share my experience, but I was afraid. I knew that I was opening myself up to judgment. But I chose the discomfort of just doing it, just getting my story out there, just trying to share the information that I had so that I could help people. And now I'm on the other side of that discomfort. It does come up ever so often, but it's so much easier for me to choose the discomfort of whatever it is I'm worried about being judged about or something, or if I feel like what I'm sharing at that time is particularly vulnerable. That does still come up for me, but it's nothing for me to think like, okay, I'm just going to charge right through this discomfort because I want to open up to all of the possibility of getting to share this information and help as many people as possible. So I had to sit with the discomfort of all of these things until they became my new normal. Like I had to create a new normal in my life, the boundaries, the feelings, the intentional thoughts, the intentional actions. I had to keep experiencing the discomfort and pushing through it until they became second nature, until these things became my new normal. All of that came from all of this transformation, getting to live this beautiful new life where I'm on a permanent vacation close to the beach and my family and my daughter here. I mean, need I say more that I get to experience this amazing transformation in my life because I learned to tolerate discomfort. I learned to just tweak it. I was already in discomfort. I was already tolerating it. I just started using it to my advantage. And that's how you can start using it to your advantage as well. Remember that there is discomfort either way. But the discomfort that you know, the discomfort that you're used to, the discomfort that you're comfortable with keeps you stuck. It keeps you right where you are. The discomfort of change, the discomfort of doing something different, going into the unknown, opens up a whole new world of possibilities for you. It opens up a whole new life that, you know, I would have never even imagined 2 years ago that I would be living in Florida right now. But all of the practicing of discomfort led to this amazing new experience that I'm getting to have, and experiencing it with my daughter and my family and all of these dogs right here, you know, with all this sunshine and beautiful weather, except for this week it's kind of cold. But open up to the discomfort of change. Open up to the discomfort of new possibilities. Open up to the discomfort of the life that you want to create for yourself. So that's all I have this week, and I will be back next week with something else. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to learn more about my work, go to heatherrosscoaching.com. If you want to help other parents who are struggling with a child's addiction, you can do it two different ways. First, you can share the podcast with them directly, or you can share it on your social media. Second, you can leave a review. Talk to you next week.